The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Local councillor in Limerick is calling for more Gardaí to patrol the city so they can clamp down on crime and feuds. Aonthu's Sarah Beasley said at a Metropolitan District meeting, quotes, "We need more Gardaí. Limerick is in trouble and we all know it." Sarah Beasley joins us now to tell us more on what she sees happening in Limerick. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning and thank you for having me on the show. You know, this is a very hot topic in Limerick and unfortunately, you know, we strive so hard to get the Limerick's good name back after it was described as Stab City 20 years ago when there was feuding. And unfortunately, the feuds are back and it's every single day now there's either a drive-by shooting and, you know, these innocent people in a house could be just a neighbour and there's petrol bombs and the firebombing people's cars as well.
Has that been, in your view, a continuation for the last 20 years or is crime on the increase?
Crime is on the increase. In fairness, 20 years ago when the two children were firebombed in the car, the feud settled. I think everybody realised there were so many deaths at the time. But this is like the next generation. And unfortunately, it's the same people involved, the same families. And, you know, people that are living in the area, they're terrified that someone will be killed shortly.
Undoubtedly, you would have spoken to the Gardaí. What's their take on the level of Gardaí on the streets and the level of and activity of policing in the city?
Well, they're saying that they're going to look at it and go to the Minister for Justice because the four sitting TDs in Limerick, in fairness, have all raised this in the Dáil. You know, time is not on our side. We are really struggling in Limerick. We have a massive crack cocaine epidemic. I was in Dublin at the weekend and I was surprised that I didn't see as many people begging as you do in Limerick. It is just everywhere.
Now, we're probably at the 20-year anniversary of Michael McDill when he was then Justice Minister using that famous line about the last sting of the dying wasp. And there was a sense that the wave of regeneration was underway. There were reports of significant investment. Has none of that paid off? Has none of that borne fruit?
Unfortunately not. I mean, regeneration did come to town and promised, you know, so much to so many areas of deprivation. But unfortunately, what's happened is they're not perfectly good houses. And now we've got, obviously, a housing crisis, across the country. But in Limerick, every hotel is full with homeless families. And, you know, even in the hotels, things are happening at night where people are arguing on the corridors because it's just a mix of people that are homeless. And, you know, the mayor has, in fairness, tried to get more Garda on the beat. We need to see a presence in the city because it will, you know, stop the crime and social crime. After 6 o'clock in Limerick, it's becoming a no-go area for people.
Policing obviously deals with the symptoms as they flare up. What about the root causes? Is this to do with economic opportunity? Is it to do with housing? Is it to do with education?
It's a bit of all three, to be honest. You know, if we look at the areas which are worst hit with the feud, you know, it's three generations of people that haven't worked. You know, they're getting kids, like 12-year-olds, on scooters to be delivering the drugs into the people begging. So the people begging don't even need to leave their spot. That's how clever this organisation is. And it's across different families in the city. And there's some members of the families that are just so lovely, but their surname, you know, goes against them.
So you have written to the minister, or rather the municipal council has written to the minister about this, or has agreed to write to the minister. What is it you're looking for at governmental level?
We just need extra guards down in Limerick. Like at the last passing out at Temple Moor, there was 120 Gardaí. Limerick got two. Now, Limerick is, you know, a very large city, and we feel with everything, it's all Dublin-based, but we have a massive crime hitting Limerick at the moment. Like I say, it's on the brink. It doesn't look good. We've had the priest coming out to tell people to stop the feud, but it's very difficult because it's tit-for-tat every single night.
Although presumably the Gardaí will say that the pressure on resources means that it is difficult to allocate Gardaí where they are needed,
yeah,
all of the way around the country, because Dublin is not exactly crime-free either.
Yes, I know. But as I say, Limerick worked so hard to get its name back, and now we're going back into the news again, and it's not for, you know, good reasons. And like I keep on saying, we have to do something, because in 2027 we have the Ryder Cup, and, you know, Limerick at the moment is not a safe place to be.
The provision of Gardaí, do you have ideals about what level of Gardaí doing what? Because Gardaí on the beat are hardly going to interdict drugs coming into the city or make a significant difference in terms of community policing. So is there a danger that you might get the numbers of Gardaí, but that they be deployed in the wrong area?
No, I think Henry Street run a tight ship, and the superintendent, you know, we've spoken to him many a times at meetings. They're fully aware what's happening, and, you know, every night I would say they're trying to raid someone's house that's involved in the feud, but it's very difficult to catch them, and that's the problem. But we do need Gardaí to be seen in the regeneration areas, because at the moment they're not regenerating. And, you know, I'm a proud Limerick person, and I don't want the city getting a name. So we need extra Gardaí. We need them on the beat, but we need them going into areas where the crime is happening.
And do you see it as a uniquely Limerick problem, or is Limerick reaping the negative consequences of a national housing crisis and a national increase in inequality when it comes to economic ability?
Yes, I would say so. And as I say, regeneration hasn't worked. It's wrapping up now. And the amount of houses that were knocked in these areas, they're never going to be able to build as many. And if they build on top of each other, which they are doing, it's just going to cause antisocial behaviour again.
You're a member of the local authority. What about the local authority's responsibility in terms of regeneration and in terms of provision of housing? Are you delivering as much as you should?
Well, we're not doing too badly, I have to say. You know, there's been a few big social housing schemes, but unfortunately it goes back to the government as well. It's difficulty with planning. It's difficulty to get land to build on. Developers, you know, are selling to the highest bidder. So, you know, approved housing bodies are now the way that the council seem to be going. But that means people can't ever have their ownership of their house. And I think that needs to come back as well. The government need to be reintroduced so that people can buy their social house. I think that's fair, that everyone's on, you know, the same housing level.
Now, the housing minister, when he came in, wrote out to all of the county councils urging them to speed planning as much as possible and to zone as much as possible. Has that been done in Limerick?
It is happening. It was quite slow with the Land Development Agency, but it is now. We're starting to see zoning, and the mayor is introducing smarter homes, which are these homes that you can build and then take them down and move somewhere else. Look, if it works, it works. It will reduce the housing waiting list incredibly.
It's hardly a long-term solution, though, is it?
It's not, but we have to look at short-term solutions. I mean, I've got families absolutely cracking up in the hotel in the heat with autistic children. You know, they're struggling to pay because all the money is going on food. It's a very, you know, unjust situation. And I think, look, the smarter homes, it could be a temporary measure, and it could most probably roll out across the country.
What's your view in respect of the level of sentencing and the court's handling of those who are arrested and prosecuted currently?
Well, they're not really getting the sentences that, you know, the crime was. So we have a couple of judges that, you know, would be quite soft on crime, and that needs to be addressed as well. Because, you know, if someone gets a tough sentence, it will just turn around and stop maybe a young teenager who's a drug mule just thinking about what he's getting involved in, because, you know, they offer them Canada Goose and Rolex watches to, you know, ferry drugs in and out of the areas. And they're 12 years of age. And we have to make sure the judges give an appropriate sentence, and it might deter young people getting involved in crime.
What level of cross-party support are you getting on the council for your desires for greater Garda presence? Because ANTU, obviously not the largest party in the local authority.
No, look, it was a motion, and it carried with every single council in the metropolitan area. We all know Limerick City is in trouble. We know the city centre has become, you know, infested with people on crack cocaine. I'm actually a co-chair with the mayor for homelessness and addiction, and we are trying to tackle this, but we don't have an addiction centre in Limerick. We have a couple of addiction beds. The young girls, I mean, they're all becoming sex workers for €20 a bag of crack cocaine, and how sad is that?
You talked about the motion. The motion in toto requests what?
Just that we want the Minister of Justice to look at the number of Gardaí coming to Limerick and retain the Gardaí in Limerick. And we just want to see these things being more effective.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sarah. That is Limerick Councillor Sarah Beasley from AIN2 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch. Or, of course, you can get us on WhatsApp 087 1400 106 for free.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.